You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We have basically a... it's like a potpourri of stories.
Oh, that's a nice way of putting it.
All sorts of stuff. And we can jump through all of these. And I would also point out that every one of these is eligible for you to call in and chat about if there's something that you want to say about them. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. That's how you reach out and find us here at Denver's Mix 100. Do you want to go first? Which one is floating your boat the most?
Let's touch just a little bit on people dying to get back to live music. Live Nation is planning to host outdoor amphitheater shows by midsummer. And the story is saying that they're fairly optimistic that events can return to regular capacity after the vaccines become widely available. Yeah. Now, there's some caveats to this. They say it's going to take a little bit of time for the tour machine to get fired up and get rolling again for all these big concerts.
Because it's complicated as hell to schedule all these cities.
And that's the thing is, like, they called it, they don't want to do Swiss cheese routing of these concerts where they're leaving big holes in the country where they still can't visit. If they're going to go all in on these concerts, they want to be able to hit, you know, bing, 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 like pinballs, city, 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 city. Then we're not sure when venues will be allowed to be at full capacity. There's still safety issues. And then they say a lot of these venues and the music industry are probably going to have cold feet for just a little while.
Yeah.
Until we're fully rolling. So this time next year, maybe?
I'm wondering if maybe November, December, like for the winter months, if somebody doesn't roll out and want to be. Because, you know, now it's going to become a thing with... artists to try to be the first big artist to get back out.
You're probably right. You're right. So
think about the money they'll make because people are starved for live entertainment.
You'll go to anything right now. You get a guy, one guy up there with a tambourine and count me in. I'm going to go watch him, okay?
So the anyway, he plays the tambourine and his foot controls like the little cymbal.
Right. He's got the
plays an accordion.
The cymbals between his legs. Ching, ching, ching. So anyway, so possibly live music outdoors this summer. So
hooray!
Patience, everybody. What do you have?
All right, this other story hits home with me. I rarely, and I mean maybe once a year, will wash my face with soap. I'm a weirdo, I guess, that way, but I have no blemishes, I have no zits, I have no whatever. My wife sometimes gets mad because she's jealous of my skin, she says. Yeah. I guess it's the
You have low-maintenance skin.
It's the Mediterranean blood.
Do you ever take like a little splash of olive oil and just, you know,
I don't need
on
to.
Your cheeks?
I'm Italian. You know, I ooze olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so there's a story out showing that really only 24%, only one out of every four men wash their face with a soap specifically made for faces.
Okay.
Otherwise, people face are soap. Just mostly using regular old soap. 17%, that's me, only use water.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'll splash. Do is, and I do it once. I do it in the morning when I wake up. I'm just like, I wake up, and then that's it.
Oh, nice.
I don't touch my face for the rest of the day.
The only time I wash my face is in the shower. That's the only time. I don't do anything throughout the day, but just my daily shower. And it's funny, I would be one of these guys that probably just splashes some body wash on my face. And rubs it in and leaves, but...
What would the difference be? It wouldn't matter,
it's
would it?
Soap is soap. I don't know.
That's what
I don't
thinking.
Know, Dom. I'm sure there's a soap scientist that can call us or something, but... The thing is my sweet knickknack, my wife, leaves all of her fancy face washes in the shower, and I dabble in face wash, Dom. I dabble.
Oh, boy.
You know, you got the...
Nobody's forcing you to
do
that.
The one that feels like sand that you rub on there that's supposed to remove all the dead skin. And then there's a moisturizer. Yes, exfoliating. And then there's like a moisturizer one. And then there's a final cleanse that you do that it's got, you know, Eye of Newt in it or something. And I sneak some of her face wash in the shower. I feel like my face is looking all right. Not all wrinkly and stuff
yet. Well, then why do you hide it behind the scruffy beard? Shave your beard off. Let's see your face.
Oh, I like the scruff, though. And Nicole likes the scruff. Dude, I have a baby face. I need a little something.
Not anymore, you don't.
What?
No, I don't mean that in an insensitive, mean way whatsoever. But I looked at a picture not long ago of you from 2000.
Like 04 when I started?
No. It's even later than that. It's like 2012.
Yeah.
You still were remarkably baby-faced.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, man, having those kids, that has...
It'll change you. It changes you.
So you could shave today and you would not have a baby face.
Yeah, not going to do it.
Okay.
Not going to do it.
Anyway, so there's that.
Let me give you one of mine here. 4 out of 5 Americans have at least one spot in their home that is always a mess, according to a new poll out there. Mm-hmm. The average is 3 spots in your house. It's just an absolute disaster.
I have 2.
Do you? Is it a laundry thing? There's some of this in here talking about like a laundry chair or...
I thought that was a funny term, too.
The laundry chair. It was funny. I actually had to go to one of our sales guys' house yesterday for a little sales meeting, and he wouldn't let me come in the house because his wife said there was too much laundry piled up on the couch.
So would you have to stand out on the front porch for the meeting?
He's like, yes. He's like, I apologize. My wife says we have too many piles right now. So, which was, I was fine. I didn't want to go in anyway because, you know, COVID and stuff. But
was this our Arkansas boy?
It was Arkansas boy, and the way he said it, too. He's like, I would just want to apologize. I'm not going to be able to let you in the house. He's like, it's fine. He's like, my wife is just going at me. I got too many piles of laundry around here. So anyway. And I did. I peeked. I did a peek, Dom, and the amount of laundry they had on their couch was unnatural, honestly. It was really weird.
I can't do that, but my workspaces, I have one upstairs in the master, like a desk, a work desk, and then I have the one in the basement that I use, and they're both pretty damned messy. But the rest of my house, I can't live that way, so.
I can't either. I don't like the clutter. The messiest part in our house, I hate the design of this in our house. When you walk in, like, from our garage door to the left, there's, like, a laundry mud room there. Mm-hmm. And that's where everything gets piled and cluttered. Yeah. And the, like, 50 pairs of shoes in there. Mm-hmm. And I want to move the laundry room to the basement, but Nicole wants nothing to do with that. So there our piles will stay. Too many stairs, she says. I do like this story, though. Part of the story says 62% of Americans currently have a plastic bag filled with other plastic bags somewhere in their house.
That's classic.
Don't we all have that one giant bag filled with like Safeway and King Soopers and Walmart bags? Yes. And they're the poop bags. They're the bags that you grab before you go walk your dog and
Or clean out the cat box.
Yep.
So I don't know how you feel about cheerleaders at professional football games. I'm not talking about cheerleaders for anything else. High school, college. What are your thoughts on cheerleaders at professional football games?
I think they bring a lot of energy to the game, Dom.
Well said. The Washington football team, the WFT, previously known by another name, they have decided that after 50 years, they're going to get rid of their cheerleading team. So there will be no more, after a half century of tradition in the nation's capital, there will be no more cheerleaders. However, don't think you're going to sit there in the stands during those long commercial breaks and be
unentertained. Bored. Yeah.
Because they are creating and hiring right now a co-ed dance squad.
A dance squad?
Yeah.
Yay. Points and stats.
They're looking for candidates, in case you're thinking about joining.
Okay, sure.
Super athletes is what they call them, who can, quote, dance, perform tricks and stunts, and manipulate whatever props will create a really great show.
Finally, my calling. I love manipulating props.
I've always just done it in the privacy of my own.
My parents, the whole time growing up, they told me to stop playing with props. I would never amount to anything. That's
you
my big
them.
Chance.
And you'll do it in front of 80,000 people.
That's so good.
I can
That's
almost
awesome.
Hear your mom now. Jeremy, put your props away.
Gather up all your props. We're donating them.